Good morning, Hopper.
How are you, sir?
I am well.
That's what we like to hear.
Oh, good. Meanwhile, all of your listeners are going, oh, this guy again.
Oh, come on. Actually, it's not that bad.
No?
No, it's not that bad. How was the rodeo?
Rodeo, very successful as always. Congratulations to the Elks. Thank you very much again for putting that on. I'm going to throw a shout-out here to the new rodeo queen, Shelby Cook. You know, I remember when she was born.
Oh, yeah?
Great family, hell of a kid. Can I say that? Great kid. You know, just absolutely holds herself very well out there in the world. And, you know, just great kid. So congratulations, Shelby. Good job.
Hear, hear.
All right. Well, let's jump right in and see what we got going on this week. Not lots. You know what it's like here the week after the rodeo. Everybody goes, to catch their breath.
Well, a long weekend is coming up. There still has to be something going on, is there not?
Well, there's a few things here. So today being Friday, and all weekend here, Marigold has got their mini golf going on downtown there where the farmer's market is downtown. So that goes from 11 till 7, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So check that out for some fun. Saturday, since it's the first Saturday of the month, means that the Anilda's Farmer's Market is happening from 10 until 2. You know, I think I'm going to have to go, Keith, and get my wife some chocolate chip banana bread.
Oh my gosh, I think I'm getting hungry already.
Well, you know, that's sort of the point. That's my kryptonite. I can't have it. Chocolate, peanuts, and bananas are bad for me.
Uh-oh.
Yes, this is why she likes it, you see.
Yeah, all the more for her.
Mm-hmm. Keeps me away. Also, Monday is Heritage Day, so if you're off that day, hey, enjoy some time. Hopefully, I don't know what the long-term weather is looking like, but hopefully it's nice enough that we can all get out and mow our lawns, because if it's not, I'm going to need to get a combine.
Really?
Oh, man. Like, I watched my lawn grow the other day. It's like when Homer Simpson shaves. He shaves and just pops right back up. So I'm mowing, and as I'm mowing, behind me, it's growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm in the same boat, that's for sure. I know I've got a lawn to mow.
Oh, boy. It's scary stuff. But Monday evening, the Triangle Pioneer Threshers Association monthly meeting is happening out at Triangle Hall at 7:30. So these are the folks that put on the Canada Day festivities and the Hoedown Jamboree and all sorts of stuff. They have monthly music jamborees out there as well. So if you want to help out with that sort of stuff, that's where to go to check it out.
Or why not Tuesday, get your dancing shoes on?
Why not? Yes, everybody else can get their dancing shoes on. You know, some people have two left feet. I don't have any feet when it comes to dancing.
Oh, trust me, my feet are all thumbs.
Mm-hmm, there you go. Tuesday, there's a Looney and Toonie swim over at the Aquatic Center from 1:15 until 3. Wednesday, Marigold's Farmer's Market is downtown from 1 until 6. And then next Thursday, Marigold is having their barbecue outside of their building, 11:30 until 2. Oh, and also next Thursday, this one's a big one, the High Prairie Library is having their penny carnival from 2 until 4. So, something for the kids to do. And if you got some time and you can volunteer and help them out, they'd love to have you. Just go see the good folks over at the library to see what you can do. But the penny carnival next Thursday from 2 until 4. And that's what we got going on.
And that's what we like to hear. James, have a great long weekend, eh?
Yeah, you too, Hopper. Talk to you later.
You bet.